Simon & Schuster Audio presents Shame and the Captives by Thomas Keneally. Read by Paul English and Heather Bolton.
Autumn 1946. Japan, unspecified prefecture. When they were alone, she said to Aoki, "You were surrounded by those black savages. All that time you had in the jungle." Her voice fluted uncertainly, and she did not want, after such a length of separation, to offend him or start an argument. He knew she was asking him about jungle women, though, and wondering, had he succumbed to them? "I was still a soldier," he declared softly, deflecting the inquiry. She said nothing. She wore a blue silk nightgown, and he the green high-necked pajamas she had bought when she'd first heard of his survival. They were fabrics unfamiliar to him, as were his lies. A hateful silence threatened to break out. He heard a silk gown moving with a whisper like barely heard surf, and he knew he should not let the silence grow. He addressed the issue obliquely. "And I was outside their life, like a ghost. They were terrified of me. They still pursued their own grudges against each other, as if I wasn't there. They fed me purely for the sake of their superstition." His belly was liquid.